Hello and welcome to David's Book Talk, and today we have a very special guest. It's a New York Times best-selling author, Iris Johansen. She has written a new trilogy. This is the start of the trilogy, and the first book's called Eve, and it's out on April 19th, and she's here to talk about it. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's good to finally talk to you. I tried to interview you for years, but you're always writing.
Isn't that the truth?
Do you get tired of writing? You've written a lot of books.
Yes, yes, yes. They say I'm very prolific, but I never paid much attention to that. I just go from book to book because it's what I do. Everybody has a purpose in life, and mine is to write books.
And you enjoy it.
And I love it.
Now, this is something new for you, though, a trilogy, though, and I'm looking at the three books, and they're all going to be out this year now. That's a lot of work for you. How did you handle that? And are you still writing this series? The three?
Well, actually, I just finished it, the final book.
Oh, you just finished Bonnie?
Yeah, I just finished Bonnie.
And we can't talk about it. That's going to drive me crazy. I have to wait till October to read it.
No, was it difficult? Yes, it was. In a way. Writing, you know, I was so emotionally involved with all the characters and the story itself, that was what tore me apart. The actual writing of the book, it flew by, Eve did, because, you know, I wanted so desperately to know Eve when she was young, and it was just fascinating to think about her and develop her character.
Right. And her relationship with John Gallo, which is central to the book, and it's just an amazing part of the book. I mean, in fact, when they flash back to the forward, I miss John.
So did I.
John is quite a... I like to think of him as like a tornado. He's quite the lover, and he's quite the guy. I mean, he's like every woman's fantasy guy, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Who else would Eve choose? She's so independent herself. Would she have gotten pregnant with just anyone? I don't think so.
No, absolutely not. Eve's pretty strong-minded.
Eve is.
And most people who have read you mention Eve. That's one of their favorite characters. Do you get a lot of fan mail saying that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Eve. I have to write other books because the Eve books are just so heavy, as you know.
Right.
They're heavy and they're emotional, and you just can't just do any story with an Eve book. So I write other books, and I enjoy them thoroughly, but whenever I get an email, they say, oh, I love your latest book. When's the next Eve?
Right. And this is like the 11th, if I counted correctly, this is the 11th Eve Duncan book?
Oh, something like that. I lost track a long time ago.
Right. You've got over, what, 35? I counted 34, or 35, I think, counting Eve, the new one. But I don't know if that counts your romances. You wrote romances early in your...
I wrote Love Swept, and I also wrote historical for quite a while.
Right.
And I loved all of it. I really did. The reason I started writing romantic suspense was just that it just offered me more. I could put in a lot of the twists and turns and cliffhangers that you can't ordinarily do in a historical, because let's face it, it's history.
Right. And the first book of yours that I read, I think, was The Ugly Duckling, which was just, I still remember to this day how much I enjoyed reading that book.
Well, actually, that was my first jump into romantic suspense, and I didn't know exactly if I would continue after that. It's just that I had this idea, and then when I started writing The Ugly Duckling, I got so involved because I could put all the usual emotions that I put in a book and that I enjoy in a book, and yet I could build a whole suspense story around it.
Right. It's a fantastic book, and then of course the Face of Deception, which is the first Eve book, which is also terrific. And Eve is one of those characters you can't stop thinking about even when the book's done. You still think about her.
Well, I think anyone who has a child can identify with Eve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what she went through, And I think that for me, Eve is very, very special just because of her strength. And you think to yourself, what would I do in her shoes?
Right.
Could I be that strong? And I don't know. Could you?
No, I don't know that I could either. I mean, she's remarkable. And with Joe Quinn, they're not married yet, are they?
Nope, they're not. They're lovers.
Right. Do you think you'll ever have them married?
I don't know. It's like Bonnie. You don't know until it happens.
Now, are we all going to be shocked at book three?
Well, you'll have to read it and find out, won't you?
You're not going to give us any hints at all.
No. And as a matter of fact, you know, as you've noticed in Eve, you're never certain of exactly what's happening there either.
No, it ends... all you can think of is when you read the last sentence is, oh no, now I want to read book two.
Well, and you should.
And I will, believe me. And that'll come out in July. But
yeah, we made them very close together because, frankly, I don't think it's fair not to. When you have three very closely interwoven books, and yet, you know, there are threads hanging, you have to have them close together. It's not fair to the reader otherwise.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, why did you decide there would be three? I mean, did it just suddenly, when you were writing, did you just suddenly realize there was too much to tell in one book or two books?
Yes, when I first started Eve, I was thinking, okay, I can get the whole story in one book. It'll be a long book, but maybe I can get it in. And then I got to the middle of the book, and I thought, do you want to write a 1,000-page book? I don't think so. Because, and then even then, it would probably take longer than that. Eve ended where I wanted to end it, but it wasn't complete. I had to have another book.
Right.
Merely because of the characters themselves. Eve was everything in that book. There was room for a little Joe, but not for the big story.
Right.
So that's why I went to Quinn. And I'm very happy with that one too.
Right. I just love John Gallo. I can't wait. He's one of those characters that just jumps off the page to me. And you know, I wonder as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, I wonder if Iris knows anybody like this. I thought to myself, do I have the nerve to ask her that question?
Do I know somebody like that?
Like John Gallo. Or have you met somebody like that? I mean, where did he come from? Or is he part of your imagination? Or
actually, John Gallo has to be part of my imagination because he belongs to Eve.
Right.
And you really can't copy anybody if you're in a world of your own like I am with Eve. It has to be developed. I imagine, you know, as I what I said about Eve. Can you imagine yourself in her shoes?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. The character has to be individual, and you take parts of your emotions and the people you've met, but they're all completely new and fresh. It has to be that way.
Yeah, it does. I think you're definitely right about that. He's just one of those characters. I got to know more about this guy. I can't wait till they make a film out of it, and I can see what he's really. Who would be right to play John? Who would play John Gallo? Did they ever ask you to make films out of your books?
Yeah, there's a Killing Game. I think is under option right now.
Do you think they'll make the movie or?
It's Lifetime, and it may. They may. Never can tell.
Yeah.
You know, movies are movies.
Can you picture exactly what Eve looks like?
Yeah.
I mean, you can see her whole face, her whole... I mean, you describe her for us. And I mean, I can't, in my mind, get an exact picture of her, but you can.
I can.
If you were sitting in front of me, you could draw her for me?
Heavens no, I'm a horrible artist. You should probably turn out to be Rumpelstiltskin.
Right. Well, somebody, if we got a good artist and you described them, do you think they could draw Eve?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm curious when I read about these characters, what they look like. You know, I always want to know in my head what exactly they look like. I know you describe her, but it's still, you still don't get a full, but you get a full picture while you're writing, and I find that fascinating.
And you know, one of the things that, when I'm at an autographing, one of the things that come up is, okay, who would you want to play Eve in a movie?
Right.
And I think at one point we had it even on the website, because everybody wanted to, you know, chip in and say who they thought she would look like.
Right.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, and everybody, it seems like everybody has a different idea about who would...
Of course, you know, you can get a general idea.
Right.
You know, just from the description. But that's why reading is so wonderful, because you build your own pictures and your own stories in your head, no matter what the writer tells you.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you also write with your son, correct?
Oh, yes. We have a great time.
Now, how many books have you written with him?
I've written three.
Three with him. Now, is the plan to keep doing that?
Oh, yes.
Somebody wrote me an email. They knew I was going to interview, and they said, ask her about how writing with her husband. I said, I thought, well, it's not her husband. The poor guy didn't realize it was your son.
No. Actually, we love writing together. At first, it was difficult for us because, you know, we're both, you know, we're busy.
Right.
Write in our own stuff, and not only does Roy write on his own, but he also is a screenwriter, and that keeps him busy.
Oh, wow.
So it takes something for us to get together on a book, but we found we can do it long distance, and it's just so much fun. You know, we get together on a general idea for it.
Right.
Then a very general outline, and then we start writing. You know, I'll write a few chapters and hand them to him, and then he'll write a few chapters and hand them back to me. And a lot of times, since we both write by the seat of our pants, it doesn't come out the same as any outline.
Right.
And so, I get some pages from him, and I thought, oh, that's terrific. Oh, that's exciting. But what the heck am I supposed to do now? And I think it goes the same with him.
But it sounds like you have a lot of fun doing it anyway.
Oh, we do. The books, I feel, are really the best of both of us. And yet they're a totally different product than what we write on our own.
Right. Do you think writing is genetic? I mean, the fact that you can write so well, it makes him be able to write. I mean, do you think there's some kind of connection there, or do you think there isn't?
I don't think so. I don't think it's genetic. It might be, but I don't think he thinks so, because he just instinctively wanted to write. Am I stuttering? Because I just realized that maybe it is.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I want your opinion, I guess. There's no easy answer to me.
No. The thing is, I never thought of it as being genetic, because I feel that everybody is really born with a soul, and isn't the talent connected to the soul?
Right. You must be feel really good to know that obviously your talent is writing, and you do it well, and you've been very successful at it. So it must be a good feeling to wake up in the morning and know that you have a talent that millions of people are going to read.
I love the input from the readers. I do, but you know, the work itself is such a pleasure that. It's almost all encompassing.
I have to ask you this. If you can't answer, you can just say that. But the third book's going to be Bonnie, and we're going to find out Are we going to be? Are we going to find out everything about Bonnie by the end of that book?
Yes.
We'll know everything. That somebody.
By the time this trilogy is finished, you'll know everything.
Wow, but will the series continue after that, though?
Oh yes, it will.
There's no.
The series itself will continue, but it will take another turn. I just felt like this part of her story had to be resolved.
And that's wonderful, because I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the resolution. I'm thinking to myself, wow.
Well, what I really hope you like is the trip to the resolution.
Right.
I love writing Eve, and I love writing Clint. And Bonnie, Bonnie was very emotional.
Did you actually cry while you were writing it? Wow. I've never had an author tell me that before, that they actually cried while they...
I know. You're not supposed to do things like that. You're supposed to be professional, right?
Right. Well, you can't help the way you feel. I mean, this...
I cried.
I don't have any problem with you crying.
I became very involved through the years with Eve and Bonnie and Joe. And when I got to Bonnie... The full story on Bonnie, I cried, but I think the reader will feel a resolution.
Right. Well, don't you think most writers are emotional in some way? I mean, aren't most?
Of course they are.
Yeah. So what's wrong with showing emotion? I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Well, evidently I don't either, because I just admitted it, didn't I?
Yes. You seem like a very, very down-to-earth, very calm person. Are you always this way?
Am I calm?
Yeah, you seem very calm. I mean, you come across as a very calm, organized woman. I mean, you know exactly. When you were writing this trilogy, did you know everything that was going to happen, or did it come as you were writing it?
Absolutely not. I had no idea when I first started Eve exactly what was going to happen, or what she would be like when she was 16 years old. Had no idea. In most cases, you know, as I said, I write by the seat of my pants. I have an idea to go going in, and then I let the characters take over and actually tell the story. One of my editors once said that I was like one of those old Indian storytellers who sit around the campfire and just make up stories from anything that anyone threw at them. But it's not quite like that. But that was her take on my particular style.
Do you have plans to create other characters? I mean, is there a new series in your mind somewhere that you're going to be doing? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That we don't even know about yet?
Well, you might know about it. I introduced a character called Catherine Ling.
Ah.
And she is so interesting.
Now, what book is she in?
Chase the Night.
Okay.
That was the first time that she was in it. But she's just fascinating to me. So, yeah, I can see her as a serious character. And in fact, I'm working on an idea for her right now.
Right. Now, there's only been one book of hers so far?
Well, you're going to be seeing more of her.
Right. Now, I'm saying right now there's only one out, but you're planning more.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you'll find Catherine in the series.
Wow. I'll have to go back and read that one. I haven't read that one yet. There's a lot to catch up on in your books.
I know what it is.
There's a lot of backlist to catch up on. So.
I know, and that's really not good unless you're totally devoted to the interesting story.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have to be. I mean, you have to like the characters. And I talk to so many people who say, you know, they can't get into a book or they can't, you know. But your books are pretty easy to get into. I mean, you're right into the story right in the beginning of the book. So there's never a problem getting into the story.
Right. And I try to give you a back history in the cases where I am dealing with a series so that you'll know what's happening.
Right.
And hopefully that the readers who are really gung-ho and read me all the time won't mind, you know, just a few paragraphs, and that way it introduces new people to the series.
Now, once again, this is a sensitive question. I'm wondering now, what we know about Bonnie so far. Bonnie disappeared, but we don't know anything more than that, or do we?
No, we don't know any more than that.
She's just disappeared. That's all we know. There's nothing. Well, of course, we'll know after we read Bonnie what really happened. And I'm looking forward to that. Okay. I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything more to it than that that I was forgetting, because when I read Eve, I hadn't read some of the other ones for a while, and I wanted to make sure. It's hard to remember the story sometimes. You have to go back and reread the books again.
Yeah, she was kidnapped, missing, and the police assumed she was killed by a serial killer.
When you started writing Eve, did you know the resolution then, or have you known it for a long time?
No. I had an idea, but I didn't actually know.
Okay.
And that grew with the story.
Wow, you're just getting me more and more interested in the series. You realize that. You're piquing my curiosity. I don't know if I can wait. I'm going to go nuts.
I love it.
And you love it. You like torturing your fans. So they have
no,
to...
I don't. In fact, this trilogy was difficult for me.
Right.
I would prefer to put it in one book, but it just wouldn't go, and I felt that it would be much better so that the reader could actually get into the characters themselves and find out exactly who Quinn was and who Eve was. They, you know, when I introduced them, you know, they were fully adult and had, but we didn't know them younger, and I wanted that too.
Right.
I wanted a complete story, and it had to be a complete story to tell the real story of Bonnie.
So a lot of this book, Eve, is Eve's past. Eve as she's growing up. I think when she's with John, she's what, 18, 21? What is, I forget the age.
No, she's only 16.
16. Oh, she's even younger.
Yeah.
And how old is Eve in present day?
No, I don't talk about Eve's age.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I just want her to be exactly what people imagine her to be.
Oh, I see. How interesting. I always like to know the ages. I don't know why. I was thinking I'd get a picture in my head of what they look like, and if I know the age, I can get a better picture in my mind. But
well, if you do that, in fact, a lot of times I'll say the past or I'll say the future, because I want the reader to grasp their own imagination.
That's interesting. You're a very interesting lady. You're very different.
I'm a little weird.
Aren't we all, though? I'm a little weird, too. I can tell you that right now. But I enjoy hearing, you know, your views on all this stuff. It's very interesting. We read your book, we don't know much about you. So this is, we're like opening up and seeing a little bit about you without being too private, you know. I wonder how many hours a week you write.
A lot. I usually start at like 8 in the morning, and I'll finish up at 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Now, do you write on the weekends too?
Almost all the time, unless I have plans. But if I don't have plans, I'm writing.
What would you be doing if you weren't writing? Did you have a second love that didn't quite make it over writing?
No, I like to read, which is like writing. And I love movies. I go to the theater.
Right.
So you, I have dogs. I love dogs.
So you have other interests. I mean, your whole life can't be writing. You have to have something else. That's nice. That's nice. It's nice to hear that you have other interests too. And your readers are curious, and they asked me to ask you about the other characters and what was coming up with some other characters. But beside the chasing, you said it was Chasing the Night that was the new character.
Yeah, Catherine Ling is introduced in that.
Right. Do you think there'll be other characters in addition to her? I mean, do you have other ideas for other characters?
Well, I don't. I'm sure there will be. The one that I'll probably go next and do a Jane book. She's been simmering on the back burner, you know. Jane is Eve's adopted daughter.
Right, yes.
And I want to take her to Scotland, and I want her to do something with Caleb.
Hmm.
And I keep seeing Caleb in connection with her.
You certainly get a lot of ideas, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a writer.
That's a good thing. Now,
it's fun.
When you do the Jane book, will Eve be in the book?
Maybe. If she is, it will be a small role. It'll be mostly a Jane book.
Right. That sounds interesting, too. I'm looking forward to that. Now, do you see an end to Eve, or could Eve go on another 20 books?
She could go on. I think that she's going to evolve and change. That's why, as I told you, that, just because the resolution with Bonnie takes place, it's not going to end the series.
Right.
It will... I'll just move Eve in another direction.
Right. I guess it would be very hard to end it, that your fans would go crazy if they couldn't have any more Eve books.
Well, I hope so.
I definitely think so, because people say to me they like Eve Duncan. I mean, she's one of those characters that once you meet her, you don't forget her, and she's fascinating. I mean, she does the reconstructive. What do you call it? The reconstructive on the skulls.
Yeah.
Skull reconstruction.
Forensic sculpting.
Why did you decide to have her be that way? I mean, did that be her job? I mean, what?
Well, when I first wrote the first Eve, Face of Deception, it was supposed to be a standalone book, and I had seen something on television about forensic sculpting, and I thought, isn't that fascinating? And then I thought, I wonder. And then I started doing some research, and then some more research. And then I thought, Eve, forensic sculptor, and it could be something. And it was. But I didn't really mean it to be a series until, like, Epic Killing Game.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote Face of Deception, and then I thought, well, just one more book, because I'm not really satisfied yet. So I'll write Killing Game. So I wrote Killing Game. And then after that, I thought, I just couldn't let her go. And the characters had just started to evolve. And as you know, book by book by book, they changed. And they grew, and she suddenly discovered Jane, and it was a journey and an experience.
Hmm. Yeah, I think with a series, the characters have to change a little bit, or it can get very tedious.
Oh yeah, and you can't. They have to be human.
Right, exactly. I wonder, where did you grow up?
In the Midwest, St. Louis.
St. Louis. And you live now, are you down south somewhere?
I live in a small town outside of Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, okay. Why the change? I mean, do you enjoy Georgia much more than Missouri?
Well, like everybody else, my life changed and became uprooted. I used to work for an airline. I was transferred to Houston. Houston, I closed that office down and moved to Atlanta. And then Atlanta is a beautiful state. So when I started writing, I decided to stay here.
That's nice. How old were you when you first wrote? I mean, did you write as a teenager? Or? I'm not asking your age, believe me. I won't do that.
Never do that.
No.
I'm like Eve.
That's right. You don't age. You don't have an age. You're 25, right?
Actually, I think 30 is a much more mature and interesting age. Okay, well, what was the question?
Now I forget the question. No, I wanted to know how old you were when you first wrote. I mean, when you first wrote.
When I was in grade school, I was writing. And then later on, I was married and worked for an airline and had children, and I got away from it. When my children were in high school, I decided that I needed something to keep barnacles off my brain. So I decided that I'd start writing again.
That's nice. You've had a very blessed life. I mean, people like what you do. You like what you do. And, you know, you're successful at it. And everything seems to mesh. Do you ever have any days where you get totally frustrated with writing?
Well, I have days when I'm so emotional that I want to go away, but then I'm drawn back the next day. And, you know, not all books are like that. Sometimes they're just so exciting to come back the next day and start to build a twist or go to a particular scene that you're excited about. Unfortunately, it can't all be like that, or you get really bored.
Yeah.
You've got to have hills and valleys and bridges. Now, the bridges can be little ho-hum now and then.
Right. But you know, I guess at this point you know what's going to happen. I mean, you can pretty much, you see the pattern. If it's coming, you know what's coming, and you prepare for it, and then, like you said, the next day you just keep writing.
Right.
And you're an expert at it now. Do you ever do any book signings? I mean, I know you don't do a lot of touring, but...
Yeah, I do some book signings. And I like them. I have a great time at them.
Right.
But I'd rather stay and write.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going to say that. And that's okay with us. We like that you like to write. I think, and I work in an independent bookstore, so I know my joy is meeting the writers. There's quite a joy in meeting the writer. Now, a lot of writers don't do as many tours as they used to. So, as fans, yeah, we miss that. But we also know that you have a job to do, too.
Well, I do. Well, when I'm at the bookstore, I have such a good time. It's a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh, I've got to do this every other week. And then I get back in front of the computer and I think, I can't do this. I mean, I've got a book to write. But I love it. And some of the people I've met when I was on tour were just so great. I remember at one bookstore, I saw this woman come in with this beautiful golden retriever. And I thought, oh, okay. And, you know, I petted the dog. And then Roy and I went and did our dog and pony show up on stage. And then afterwards, after we had our Q&A, she came up to me and she said, this is Monty. She says he's a search and rescue dog.
Mm.
And she said, I named him Monty after your Monty in your book.
Wow.
He's a search and rescue dog. And she says, and I became a search and rescue person because of that book.
Oh, wow. Now that's sweet.
Wasn't that great?
It is. It's terrific.
And I was tearing up at that, too, okay?
Yeah. It's okay to be emotional. I'm emotional, too. I find myself crying at the weirdest times. I cry when I watch that show, Secret Millionaire.
You know, I've never seen it. Is it interesting?
Yeah, it's fascinating. What they do is they put millionaires in these small towns to help them. They put them in these run-down hotels or whatever, and they go around the neighborhood trying to help the neighborhood by donating money to the different charities in the neighborhood. And, you know, at the very end, they give all the money, and then, oh, my eyes just completely tear over when I watch this.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It is cool. It's a very cool show, and they're doing good stuff with, you know, and sometimes they give $20,000, sometimes they give... I think the last time I saw it, they gave $250,000 to one charity, which was really nice. And these are people that give, you know, without getting much in return other than, you know, the joy of helping. But they don't get many monetary gains from this. They just do it because they want to do it. They want to help the community.
I've got to tune in on that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful show. And it always brings tears. I can't watch an episode without crying. So you're not alone in that department. It's so much fun to talk to you. I mean, you're so sweet. I mean, I sense that about you.
That thank you.
You're just a sweet person. I can hardly wait to see what's coming next. This trilogy is just amazing. Do you think, just in closing, do you think this has been the hardest three books you've ever written?
I'm trying to think. Bonnie was terribly difficult.
Was there ever a point where you didn't think you would finish?
No. No. You finished.
Right.
And I would have felt cheated if I hadn't finished. Because when you don't know what's going to happen next, when you're not sure until you actually write it, you have to write it. You have to finish it.
Right.
Other books that were difficult, a lot of books were difficult because of research, how many days and months I had to spend on research. As far as emotion is concerned, let's see. Coincidentally, there was another trilogy, and this that I wrote years and years ago called the Wind Dancer series.
Oh, yeah. I seem to remember that.
Yes. The Wind Dancer, the first Wind Dancer.
Right.
That was almost as emotional for me as Bonnie. Maybe not quite, but it was close.
Boy, I can't wait to read Bonnie now. I can't wait for October to come now. It's gonna be a great October just reading that book.
Well, you'll like Quinn too.
Yeah, I and Quinn is gonna be amazing, I'm sure.
Well, it's all about Joe and from his point of view, and as you know, if you've read Eve, you know, her history, and in Quinn, I tell their history.
Right. I'm hesitant even to talk about Quinn because of the way the first book ends, and I can't even
no.
say how the first book ends.
Nope.
So I was even hesitant to even talk about it. So, but you did it very beautifully.
Thank you.
And it's, you know, this has just been so much fun to talk to you. I can't wait to see what you do next after this.
Well, I hope you enjoy everything, David.
Yes, and can you tell me real quick just a couple authors that you like to read on a regular basis? Do you have favorites?
Well, I like Dean Koontz.
Oh, I like Dean Koontz, too.
And, you know, I have some friends I love to read. I love Katherine Coulter.
I like her.
And my friend Linda Howard, Kate Hooper, we're all very, very good friends, and we enjoy each other's work. Isn't that convenient?
Very. Very. Yeah, that's nice.
In the classic sense, I love Shakespeare's words, and I love, Atlas Shrugged. I read it every 2 years or so. I think that's a wonderful story as well as a philosophy.
Well, it certainly seems like you were meant to write, and you're doing exactly what you were meant to do, and you get more joy. Can you imagine anything that you get more joy out of than writing?
No, I don't think so. Seeing my kids, and being with them when I can.
Right.
Writing with my son.
Now, how many? Can I ask you how many kids you have?
I have two.
Two. Okay.
We're very close, and we have a good time together.
That's terrific. Well, you're just a pleasant person to talk to. I've enjoyed every minute of this. I hate to even say goodbye.
I've enjoyed it too.
And the new book again is called Eve. Now this is a trilogy, so get ready because you're going to be totally into this series when you read Eve. Eve is going to be out April 19th. Look for it in all your bookstores. And then Quinn and Vonnie will follow. Quinn will be out in July, correct?
Yeah.
And then Vonnie will be out sometime in October, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look for all of them. And this has been David's Book Talk, and we will talk to you next time.